Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for those of you that might have missed last week's message, we're currently talking about Jesus, the light of the world. And in last week's message, Pastor Reynolds read from John chapter 1, verse 5, John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, and then in John chapter 8, specifically focusing around verse number 12. Now, we have made last week's message available on our website, and that address is www.independencebaptist.org. So if you'd like to go back and listen to that message again, or if you missed last week's, then just go to the audio section of that website address. Now, for this week, if you have your Bibles handy, you can turn to John chapter 12 as we turn this morning's message back over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues on this topic of Jesus being the light of the world.
John chapter 1, verse number 5 states, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Last Sunday morning, we spoke to you about the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. We want to continue that same message this morning and notice again that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That is what the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1 and verse number 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. But the Bible goes on in verse number 5, and it states, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Isn't this a tragedy that Jesus Christ is like the sun that shines every day, and yet men do not pay any attention to the sun at all? They take it as a part of nature. Men are walking in darkness continually, over and over again, every day. They're walking in darkness. The Bible states in the book of John, chapter 12, Jesus Christ said unto all the people that was following Him, the Bible said, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." You know, what Jesus Christ said in these verses is very true, because we need light in order to get around, because we need physical light in order to see at night. I think everybody has lights on your car. I think everybody has lights in their house. And that is so that when the sun goes down, that we can still see. We turn on the light, do we not? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is the one that we need to give us spiritual understanding and spiritual value and spiritual truth. Jesus Christ is the one. Notice what the Bible says in John 12 and verse number 36. "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." This is what Jesus Christ stated, that we need to believe in the real spiritual light, Jesus Christ. We need to trust Him and know that God is working in this world. The Bible says in verse number 37, "But though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on Him." This is a pathetic situation, that Jesus Christ, while He was here upon this earth, performed many miracles. And yet people did not turn unto Jesus Christ because of the pressures of the day, because of position, because of whatever, they would have to turn from their sins unto the living God. But so many people did not do this at all, even though they saw that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, even though they knew that He is the one that could wash away all of their sins, they did not turn unto Him whatsoever. The Bible said in verse number 42 of John chapter 12, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on Him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." The Bible here speaks about these Pharisees not confessing Jesus Christ before men. Why? Well, they will lose their position. They will lose their power, that you see. The Bible says that in verse number 43, "For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God." Notice in verse number 44, Jesus cried. This is speaking about the emphasis that He places upon just believing in Christ. The Bible says, "He that believeth on Me, believeth not on Me, but on Him that sent Me." Who was it that sent Jesus Christ? Well, that was God the Father. Jesus did not come of Himself, but Jesus Christ came because His Father had sent Him down to this earth, because He is the real light of the world. The Bible said in verse number 45, "He that seeth Me seeth Him that sent Me." And Jesus Christ said in verse number 46, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on Me should not abide in darkness." You see, Jesus Christ is saying, there's only two ways. Here, you either believe in Me, and by believing in Me, you do not abide in darkness. There is no other way around this. It's either trusting Christ or not. This is it. Today, if you're lost, I pray that you might trust Jesus Christ, because only Christ can wash away all of your sins. I pray that you might see Him as the light of the world. Because if you don't see the light of the world, then you will continue in your own darkness. The Bible said in verse number 47, as Jesus Christ continues this cry, this earnest plea to people, "If any man hear My words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world." This is why Jesus Christ came. So he's asking that if you would trust Christ and believe what He says, He's the light that shines in this world, and He shines there for you. The Bible said in verse number 48, as Jesus continues His speech, "He that rejecteth Me and receiveth not My words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of Myself, but the Father which sent Me, He gave Me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father saith unto Me, so I speak." Jesus Christ did not come into the world just to do His will, is what He's saying. Jesus Christ came to do the will of His Father. So every person is accountable unto God and to God alone. Wow. Notice that Paul the Apostle, as all God-called preachers, are sent to open the eyes of them that are in darkness. In the book of Acts, chapter 18, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 13, the Bible said here, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven. Paul saw this great light. It was such a great light that it was a light that was greater than the sun, S-U-N. It was shining round about me and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise, and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of those things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom I send thee, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And so the Apostle Paul was called of God. He saw this great light that was greater than the S-U-N, the sun. And it changed him. You know, Jesus Christ changes all that look unto him. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is your light. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary for your sins. He didn't have any sins of his own, but rather Jesus Christ came to give his own self for you, that you might have everlasting life. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ did that for me. I didn't ask him to come, but Jesus Christ came because his Father said to him, I want you to go. And the Son willingly came to the earth and died that men might have life. And then God calls preachers to preach his everlasting truth. Listen, won't you hear today? Jesus Christ is the one, he's the only one that can forgive you and wash away all of your sins. I pray for you that God will help you today to be what he wants you to be.
We do pray that this message on Jesus being the light of the world has been a blessing and an encouragement to you. You know, people may be wandering around in darkness in this life, but there is light available, and it is the responsibility of every Christian to tell those around them about that light. And if you're saved, then take strength and encouragement as you remember what Christ has done for you, and be sure and share that great message with those around you. Now, for those of you that are lost, we pray that you'll see your condition before God and repent and trust in Jesus Christ, that light of the world. Now, if you are able to come and visit us for services, we'd love to see you. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. That's just off of Highway 70 at exit 203. Our morning services will be at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and 11 a.m. worship services. And then this afternoon, we'll have a 3:45 prayer meeting and 4:30 evening worship services. And then, of course, during the week, we always have a Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. Now, we do know that there's various reasons, health and other situations, that keep people from being able to get out. So we have tried to make as many of these messages available on the website. So again, independencebaptist.org. If you'll log in there and check out the audio section, you'll find a lot of different sermons from either preached from our pulpit or special services, Bible institutes, things like that. Now, if you have specific questions and you can't find any reference to it on the website, on the homepage, simply click Contact IBC Pastor, and you'll be able to send us an email with your questions. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we do want to thank you for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.